Yeah, so apparently Ehans from SDA, yeah, Ehans, that admin guy, I don't know if you guys know him, puts shit in the news. But he thinks that, he said, like, Alucard, you can't do a run as good as this Australian guy. I don't even know what that Australian guy is, but his commentary sucked.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. It is that. Yep, this is that. Yes, it is. That is from that game. Yes, it is. Yep. What's he gonna do, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you what. It's unpredictable, but it's gonna be fucking awesome. So while we're listening to the old school music of Alien vs. Predator, we got some surprisingly happy themes, by the way. Kind of feeling like a little happiness, a little adventure going on. Not really anything crazy. This one was done by Nate. Yeah, Nate. The admin of SDA, always has a cute anime girl, has a picture, always types like 5 words, no capital letters. Yeah, Nate. I don't think enough people appreciate who Nate is. SDA would not be here today without Nate, because of a famous poker game that took place in Texas versus a little man known as Radix. Nate had nothing left to bet, and Radix bet SDA. So you know what Nate bet? He bet he could pull off this run, or he'd give his life. Nate can't touch any walls in the bank where he dies. You gotta be real careful. The soldiers are on the other side. They don't know where he's coming from. You gotta pick the right way. It took him 10 days to plan this thing. I just never get over how fast he goes through those vents. It's like lightning. Oh, and then the barrel, whoosh, goes left to dodge it, because that shit explodes on contact. You gotta be careful. Goes through the side, and then it does. Oh! But, yeah, he goes in the vent now, again. It's these roots, you have to remember, he actually made a map, like, by hand. He actually drew a map down, like, and he went to the beach, and he started using sticks and drawing the map in the sand. The paper wasn't clear enough for which vents to use. Nate, like, he spent a long time putting together the exact way. Whoa! He's done already. See, I would have got lost in those mines. I probably would have starved to death trying to figure my way out of there. That's one of the toughest mazes I've ever seen. All right, he's got, whoa! What the hell is that? Ah! Oh, that scared the fucking shit out of me. Holy shit, I think that was the Predator. Shit, really shitty graphics up there. I think that was him. That's scary. Ooh, another vent. Yeah, see, now, this run is not regarded as, like, the top run in this game, or the most known, but it should be, because, I don't know, look at this, I would fucking starve to death in these vents. I would probably be, like, writing a journal and, like, going crazy, talking to a soccer ball or some shit. I don't know. Nate didn't just plan routes for this game. He actually put on binoculars and bought equipment, and he had to study soldiers in real life and how they would react to aliens by, you know, dressing up in a Halloween costume, seeing how they reacted and stuff. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. And remember, this system was made in like the early 30s, so it didn't have the best controls ever. In fact, I think that I saw a picture of the controller for the system, and it's like one button for everything, including moving. I actually don't know how Nate does this. He has to kind of like roll his hand around in one button to do all this shit. Just remember that. So it's just, I don't know, whoa! Finished those vents. Like, did he just do a vent, or did he just teleport? Whoa! Alright, he had to like back crouch to dodge that bullet. That was a little close. Kind of scared me. Like, raised his head. Alright, Nate, look at that. Nate doesn't have fear. Figure out all these vents. Ooh! Look at that. He's got a little scary hand. That kind of scares me. It's like a little baby hand that's got a skeleton. Ow! Apparently he's hurt. Whoa! Oh, he dodges the fire. He's like, whoa! What the fuck was that? I don't know. Ah! Oh! Oh, I don't even know what the hell happened right there. It's going too fast for me, people. Look at that. He's taking damage. Makes it to the vent after he lays an egg. Can anyone stop this guy? Because I don't think they can. These soldiers, like, I don't know where they were trained. Fucking China? Unfortunately, this isn't exactly the high point of the run. Well, you know what? I'm just gonna, yeah. That's like the best way I can describe it. in to see, like, Nate. He just, I mean, he has to, like, put on helmets in real life right now. He's got to, like, back and forth. And Nate just wouldn't get a haircut for the run. I don't understand. Look at the bottom up of the screen. He's, like, switching, you know, helmets. That's why he's not moving. He pulled his controller out with that one button, but, I mean, damn, Nate. All he had to do was get a haircut. And he could have put the helmets on faster in real life. You know, he didn't want to really look at the roots much, but it's not that hard. Because there's a telepathic function, you know, in this game. And it's just like, I mean, I think you lose blood actually every time you put the helmets on. Because they got like tubes that go in here and shit. But, I mean, Nate, come on, man. How much blood is it? It's not that much. You could have saved at least 10 seconds during this. Oh, man. Oh, I mean, right here you see actually did some good helmet use. That was a nice helmet switch right there. I mean, he's getting better at it, but, I mean, come on, Nate. I mean, anyone with this, you know, system from the fucking 1540s can, you know, use the helmets better. I mean, it's not that hard. You just gotta practice, man. Listen, kids. Whenever you're practicing with those helmet switches, you gotta remember, first you put on the blue helmet, then the red helmet. Could've saved you 10 seconds. Maybe you could beat Nate's run now. It's good to know that. Sorry, Nate. This section I'm not too proud of. Down randomly, so I think he's getting excited. Oh, yep, there he goes. All right, Nate's all set. Remember, don't forget about the egg Nate laid. You lay that egg so that it's gonna come alive and it's gonna teleport to it, and then he's gonna go finish the game. It's like one of the genius things that no one at the time ever thought of. He kind of invented it. Oof. It's like, you remember, he's got one button for all this. I don't always, you know, moving and doing that all one button. But, oh, whoa. He perfectly switched to that cocoon. Like, he just did it. Like, just in, as it hatched. Like, he, like, looked at this. He was looking at his menu, and just in the middle of nowhere did that. Now, it looks like he's going the same way as his minion, while his first guy is going to go the back way. It's gonna be like a double team. It's really, just like the epitome of the money right here. Yeah, I don't know. Whoa! I don't know. Nate's like a genius, man. Nate is a genius. Oh! Oh, oh! Oh, man. Oof. Every time they shoot Nate, I think he gets shot in real life because he's got those tubes in his head. There's a picture of Nate actually feeling like shocks coming to his body, you know, because his game is like from the 1620s. I think that actually the Revolutionary War was like fought like with this game, like, you know, parts of it, like the shock parts. Like, what the fuck is that? All right, now we're in the stripper lounge game, and remember the wall is made of fire, which is really shitty graphics. But then he touches it. What the whoa? He just dodged. That's hard. That scared me. Okay, that scared people. And look, remember, he can't touch the wall. That's corner. Doesn't count. So he didn't die. And you gotta be really careful. This guy's a really shitty fire graphic. I mean, I don't know who drew that. Caveman. He's gotta make it through there. Okay, he's going through the roof. Going through the roof. I don't know what he's gotta do. He's gotta deal with something coming up. There's gotta be something in this freaking creepy ass thing. Because it's scaring me. I don't know what's coming. But something is. Alright, that doesn't count touching the wall either, so shut up. Whoa! Teleporting! Whoa! Oh! Oh my god. Nate just out-teleported the Predator. I just want you to know, Nate just, as an alien, out-teleported him. Alright, now Nate has to be really careful. Remember, every time he misses that, he's gonna get shocked in real life. Ooh! That was nice. That was, whoa! That was good. Okay, you guys don't realize the precision that takes. It's not easy. That's why not everyone can do this game. Nate is the only one that's ever run this. Ooh. Whoa. All right, remember, lock Nate out to the bottom right. I don't know what the hell that thing is in the middle, but it's scaring me. Nate's trying to, whoa! Thing almost bit Nate again. He's getting that out. He's gonna get it out. He broke that. He's doing that. He's got like no health now. He's got very little health. You can tell. By the top right, flashing. He's getting really close to death now. You gotta be exact on this. It's a single segment. He's getting that. He might die. His health is getting low. He's got no. Ah! And the game ended. Just before that thing killed. Oh, wait, no. You had to save that thing, apparently. Oh, that's the queen. Oh, okay. Well, that's the commentary. I only have one last thing to say before I go. Lag.com, you suck balls. / leave, motherfucker.